presidential election, and Pennsylvania, and Florida, and Wisconsin, and for all of the other 50 states in the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, Election Day is 1 week away. AP's White House correspondent Sagar Magani has an eye on both candidates, beginning with Joe Biden.
Has two stops today in Georgia, which has not backed the Democratic presidential nominee since Bill Clinton in 1992. It's part of an aggressive Biden bid to open more paths to an electoral college win. He'll also be in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Florida later this week, while running mate Kamala Harris heads to Texas, where the GOP has not lost any statewide race since 1994.
Meanwhile, as Sagar Magani points out, the president has his plate full as well.
After visiting Pennsylvania yesterday, he'll rally today in Michigan and Wisconsin, traditional Democratic strongholds he won in 2016. Most national polls show Joe Biden in the lead, and the president's running out of time to reshape the race.
Amy Coney Barrett was formally sworn in today as a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Last night's ceremony was an informal swearing-in. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath to the former federal appellate judge, who was confirmed by the U.S. Senate in a 52-48 vote late Monday. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine joined the entire Democratic caucus, voting against Barrett's confirmation. Collins, who is up for re-election, said she would not vote for Barrett's confirmation because of the proximity of the vote to next week's presidential election. According to the Associated Press, no other Supreme Court justice has been confirmed on a recorded vote with no support from the minority party in at least 150 years. This is VOA News. Dozens of protesters from a Pakistani Muslim organization demonstrated today in Karachi against